I do think there is an element of the endocrine disruptors and all the plastics. I think there is an element of that to the declining fertility. I think there's many other cultural factors, but I think that because I've seen too many couples that want to have kids struggle and struggle and struggle to have kids. And even when they're really healthy people, even when they're in their prime of life,
I've actually never seen
the incidence of miscarriage. I'll tell you, the book, Emily and I did a Modern Politics on it, this book Countdown by Shanna Swan that came out a year or two ago. It's really good. I recommend it to people. They have an interesting.
But hold on a second though. Is miscarriages, are they going up or down? Because my guess
miscarriages
would be,
are, I believe, going up. Yeah,
really.
I
think relative to when?
Relative to when all these plastics, these certain BPAs, okay, and everything were introduced.
See, I got to be honest with you. That kind of talk just turns me right off. It sounds like crackpot. It sounds crackpot shit to me.
I would say, look, I know it sounds that way.
I know you're into that. I'm not gonna, but it just, to me, it sounds like kooky. Like there's demons in the water. It sounds to me like whenever I hear people talking about plastics and chemicals and everything, it sounds to me like a medieval superstitious person talking about like evil spirits and everything. That's exactly how it comes off.
I think you should look into this more, because what's interesting is there's undoubtedly certain, you know, chemicals and things that I haven't. It's been a while since I read the book, so I don't have the hard facts, right? I can't recall them. But there was a whole documentary done on some plant, some factory. It was manufacturing some kind of flame retardant stuff that, like, everyone in the plant was having trouble conceiving, the people that were trying, and then the people that did have
birth I don't effects. Know that you can take those kinds of incidents and extrapolate outward from that. There's probably one particular contaminant, one particular type of exposure that went on there. We know, like, there was also the issue of thalidomide. We also know there's the Bhopal accident in India, where the plant melted down and they had like 20,000 deaths and like all those birth rates and birth defects and stuff like that. Some chemical got into the system. So I'm not saying chemicals like don't have an effect, but to me, this stuff feels like it's a superstition, and it feels like a cope, and it feels like it's a way of avoiding the real issue, which is the cultural messaging that we're getting and the cultural decay controlled by Jewish media. And the kinds of people that usually grasp onto this would usually really reject that message. They would not, and I think it's built to make people reject it. Not necessarily the cultural thing, but the Jewish thing particularly.
I will. Here's my view on it. I think that it is absolutely because I don't see those people taking it up either. One, the people on the left. One, they don't like.
No, it's not taken up by the left. It's taken up by kooks.
I don't think it's a kooky issue, though. I mean, the decline in a couple of things, sperm mobility and sperm motility, which are two different things. And then also there's things with women with their, you know, with their eggs, where their eggs are like fried by exposure to certain things. This, since the introduction of certain chemicals in plastics, things that are ubiquitous in consumer culture, these things have dramatically, dramatically increased. I mean, the data is shocking when you see it. But what's interesting is there's also a theory in that book that Emily and I touched on this when we did our review of it, that is something that is very, would be very uncomfortable for leftists. And that, because they love to trust the science, right? Well, one of the things that this book makes the claim of is that there has been a marked increase in gender fluidity. People who have confused genders, people who are born like with the parts of both genders, since all these same trends have been happening, because it's disrupting hormones. It's disrupting when a baby is in utero, when a baby is developing, it's disrupting the hormones that they're supposed to be getting to make them into men or women. And what's interesting about that from our point of view is that the left wants to take this gender fluidity and transgenderism and make it purely into a moral issue about accepting people for who they are, in the same way that they wanted to do that with like fat acceptance. But if there are, and I'm not saying it's the only reason, obviously culturally these things are heavily promoted. Maybe that's 90% of it. Maybe it's 70% of it. Maybe
it's 40%. I would say it's 99.9%
maybe,
of it.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think that, again, it's something for you should look into. It's a debate.
Yeah, I guess, but my other thing is this. Here's the other reason I reject it. Is it's not political. It's not. It's a mech. That's a purely.
Well, it is political because it's consumerism.
Well,
this is what
but
I'm saying.
It's not. Well, one. Here's the thing, though. It's not. It's a secondary issue. It's like that kind of stuff. I think it's marginal overall to the relative to the cultural effects. I think it's marginal, and I think that to the extent that it's even an issue, you can't deal with it until you deal with the politics of it anyway. So it's like whatever. And I also think it's off-putting to. I think it's extremely off-putting. That kind, at least I'm speaking for myself. I've always heard that stuff, and my eyes just roll like do like 100 million like RPMs to the back of my head right away when I hear people start going on about this crap. Because
so here
to
was
me,
the, here was the one statistic. So sperm counts, average sperm counts among Western men have more than halved in the past.
Okay, but is that
years.
Definitely an act? Is that absolutely 100% linked to like plastics rather than you know
there's
cultural
factors
and the fact that everybody's inside all the time and people have sedentary jobs and you know you're not allowed to even be masculine anymore.
Well, even she doesn't claim it's entirely just these plastics, just these, and it's certain types of plastics. It's things that are flame retardants, and it's things that add a certain kind of flexibility in plastics, like those plastic shower curtains, like the inside part of the shower curtain.
See, this sounds to me again. This sounds so stupid to me. I'm sorry, Warren.
No, that's okay.
It also seems pointless. It seems politically pointless.
Here's what I would do with it politically. One, I would say that I think that I personally am very anti-consumerist. I think consumerist culture.
But you're
consumerism,
telling people like your shower curtain is why you have like a low sperm count. I don't buy it.
Well, again, it's something. What's interesting is that the data on it is very strong, and both political parties don't want to touch it. One, because they don't want to get into actually pronatal policies, like promoting births is something that they don't want to do. Neither party wants to deal with that. They want to deal with, bringing in more immigrants. If they're going to talk about declining population, they want to deal with more
Another
immigrants.
Another reason I reject this kind of stuff, though, I just don't really like talking about it, is because it feels de-radicalizing to me. Because it feels like it's another...
phthalates, that's the thing. Phthalates are the thing that are and they're
phthalating never decreased anybody's sperm count.
It lowers testosterone, has very strong influence on the male side, diminishes sperm count, but they also decrease
so, like,
libido.
Getting fellatio does that, or phthalates getting phthalated? Sorry. Well, that'll decrease
this
the
is
sperm count.
pH, so
that'll like rapidly decrease it. But yeah, anyway. Sorry.
Yeah,
that was gross.
But no, I think what's here's what I think is useful about this politically, is that to think about this as a problem, you have to think about a population as a group that is either reproducing or it's not.